BBBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 20 through 33. When weak. Paul continues his peculiar boasting. Most boast of strength, beauty, intelligence, skill, and wealth. Paul's boasting is peculiar because he only mentions weakness and hardship, verse 30. Why? His weakness glorifies the superabundant strength of the God and Father of the Lord Jesus, who is to be praised forever and ever, verse 31. Paul mentions one example from his far past, perhaps the first since his encounter with Christ Jesus for the first time. It was after he was traveling to Damascus and came to faith in Jesus. Acts chapter 9 verses 19b through 25 and Galatians 1 verses 11 through 18 also record this event. Paul remained in Damascus after meeting Jesus until he had strength. Then he went into the Arabian desert to learn from Jesus and later returned back to Damascus. Paul preached in the synagogue, proving that Jesus is the Christ, baffling the Jews. The Jews conspired to kill him, persuading King Aretas to have the city of Damascus guarded to arrest Paul. But Paul escaped by being lowered in a basket from a window in the wall and slipped through their hands. Paul's weakness revealed God's superabundant strength. So, today and every day, I can review my weakness and discover God's superabundant strength. I can meditate on this every morning or every night or sometime during the day. How am I, or was I, in a situation where every exit to the city is death, just like Paul? I'm trapped. Then God provided a window and a basket so I could escape. I'm speaking, of course, hypothetically. Surely I can boast of my weakness and God's superabundant strength in deliverance.
BBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.